All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We have returned with Spawn. The last Spawn video did very well, so let's go ahead and continue. Obviously, I had a little bit of a head injury, but I seem to be doing fine, and we'll see how well this goes with Spawn. Spawn, Origins Collection, Volume 15. We're there. 87 to 92. We're almost to 100, guys. Spawn, of course, created by Todd McFarlane. Spawn is a man whose life has been stripped away from him, and now we are not only dealing with his destruction, but he is trying to put his life back together and come up with a specific purpose as to what he's doing. In an odd way, his purpose and goal is to find a purpose and goal and use his powers for good. It's one of the things he struggles with right now as he starts to morph into something that isn't a pure superhero. Todd McFarlane, Spawn Letters Page, Issue 90. Okay, Issue 87, September 99, Folklore. New York City is a city... Hold on, one second. Let me take this off. Yeah, the necklace is going to make noise. You don't need that. All right, here we go. New York City, rather, New York is a city built on ghosts. Close your eyes and you can hear them. Look quickly enough and you may see them. The stillborn dreams of immigrant souls delivered to Ellis Island by black-draped coffin ships. The leaping suicide bankers of 1929. The sky-walking Iroquois laborers buried beneath the colossal marble pediments of Manhattan skyscrapers. The ceaseless stream of mob bosses, careless bystanders, buxom co-eds, and reclusive pop stars murdered in the street. By now, every inch of the city must be haunted. But there is only one ghost which haunts me. For years, there have been low murmurings among the city's demimonde of a cloaked urban avenger called Spawn. Every age has its legends, and this one is custom-made for the cusp of a new millennium. It's perfect. While the babbled towers of commerce fail in their quest to touch the hem of God, a spectral agent of justice emerges from the squalid depths of the city gutters. The innocent are protected, the guilty are punished, and evil is vanquished. All of which is pure melodramatic bullshit, of course, but it makes a nice tale. 6 weeks ago, a mysterious fire blazed through an area of the Bowery given the colorful nomenclature of Rat City, a place that has seen its share of strange occurrences over the past several years, a piece also known by some as Spawn Alley. Ring! Ethan Crone! What? Yes, of course I'm working on... No, it'll be ready when it is... My what? My advance? Don't you dare speak to me. No, you will listen to me. Now, I recognize that as an editor, you have no soul, but I will not... Obsessed? What on earth are you? No, goddammit, I am not having this conversation. Don't interrupt me. I'm hanging up. Please route all future paranoid outbursts through my agent, all right? You'll get it when you get it. No, I am not. I go to hell. Slam. I am not obsessed. Interview number 7, Stiv and Lissa. So what? Do I just start? Cool. Okay, yeah, I've heard of Spawn. I used to scam down near the alleys. Dudes around there were pretty cool. Mostly they're old guys, though. It gets really depressing with the old guys, like they're never gonna change. Whatever you are at 40, that's what you'll be forever, right? Not me, though. I got plans, don't we, hon? Big plans. So yeah, Spawn. I heard he's a black dude. They did something to him in the war. Like, gave him superpowers. Mutation experiment or something. All kinds of weird alien shit, like in that movie. The one with that guy from the other one. No? I saw him a couple times. Spawn, I mean. Never talked to him, though. I just kind of kept my distance. Struck me as the kind of guy who appreciates his privacy. Know what I'm saying? What? So, listen, dude. Are we, like, getting paid for this, or what? You here to make me famous, friend? Is that what this is about? To bring my God-given talent to the people, let me shine a little righteous light into this dark, dark world? Alright, I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. Man. Spawn, listen, brother, you don't want to go there. That's messing with some deep, dark, hella evil, Mickey Ficken mojo there. All of that devil crap, man, just leave it out. Why you want to know about something like that? No, I ain't never seen him, but my pal Rudy has. Saw him skin a man alive and feed him to his dogs. And he's got this stare, right? Just holds you to the spot. Hypnotic-like. He's one messed up cat, I can tell you that much. Yes, me? I think it's some kind of voodoo zombie shit. My granddaddy was a magic man down in New Orleans. He knew all about that crap. He was a healer. One time when I was a kid, I saw him cast seven devils I saw him cast seven devils out of his old whore. Yaga-ooga! All the demons come pouring out your mouth like bats and snakes and lizard, like you're puking up a zoo or something. Don't play with that stuff, I'm telling you, for real. Walk the path of a righteous man, my brother. The devil is everywhere and it only takes one moment of weakness. You best be keeping your eyes open in this bitch world. Know what I'm saying? Interview 14. Willie, Chet, and Bigfoot. Yeah, we knew him. Real well, too. Oh, yeah, I was right there when he torched. Pals we were. His posse, like in the westerns. Man, I love westerns. Ever seen that one about that badass sheriff? Hey, remember the time he fought that big metal dude? Robo Whopper, whatever? What was his name? The Pentium Guinea? Oh, man, was that sweet. He got him by the throat like this. Well, pow! And then the robot dude, he gets spawning in a headlock, like grinding his nose into the pavement. It was brutal. No, that's not how it happened. Let go of my... Those were the days, man. Kicking ass, taking names. Before he got all morose and moody. Yeah, I miss the big guy. I really do. As far as walking corpses go, he was the best. Hey, whatever happened to that freaky monkey? Uh-oh. Hey, sorry about your shoes, dude. Interview 14, Bobby. I guess I'd like to think we were friends. I know that sounds weird, but that's how it first felt to me. I remember when he first came here, some of the other guys wanted him to leave. Not that you could make him leave or anything like that, but always said, hey, he's one of us. Poor sucker's lost his home, his family, his whole life. Just trying to make the best out of a bad situation. Isn't that what we're all doing? All of us? But I never thought he'd just up and leave like that. It was really hard. That last night before it happened, you could see something in him had changed. Something switched over in him for good, and that was that. I don't blame him or nothing. Like I said, it's just really hard. See, a while back, I lost another friend. His name was Bootsy. At least that's what we called him. Real smart guy. Always looked after me. Closer than brothers. Turns out Bootsy was an angel. And I don't mean like he's a nice guy, but that he was an actual real-life angel sent to watch over us. He saved Spawn's life once. And then he had to leave. Said he'd always look out for me, though. But it don't feel like anyone's looking out for old Bobby these days. Every year these old bones get a little creakier. The days seem a little shorter. Every day, it's like there's just less of me. Excuse me. Give me a sec, will you? Let me tell you something about Spawn. I don't think anyone ever really understood. Well, to tell you the truth, I think he was lonely. It sounds funny, I know big tough guy like that, but I really think he was. I mean, I know what it's like to feel you ain't got nothing in this world. Like, no matter what you do, your best days are long behind you, and even they were pretty crappy now that you think about it. Sometimes things get so bleak, you just gotta laugh. Most people don't know this, but Old Al could have quite a sense of humor when the mood struck him. He had this real deep booming laugh. I remember once. Wait, I'm sorry. Not Al. Spawn. Spawn. Not Al. He told me not to call him that no more. Never speak that name again. That's what he said. I'm sorry. I just forgot for a minute. You think you can maybe cut that part out? Anyways, I know I'm rambling, I'm sorry. I guess I'm saying sometimes this world gets so cold, and sometimes the only thing you have to keep you from going under is your friends, and they go and leave you, and I'm sorry. Can we just stop now, please? Interview 17, Sam and Twitch. Actually, we're ex-cops now. Come Monday, we are once again part of the thin blue line that separates civilization from anarchy. Thin being used rather metaphorically here, of course. Bite me, Twitch. So what did you want to know about? Health spa? Twitch, you know anything about a health spa? Huh? Oh, Hellspawn. Gotcha. Scourge of the Alleys, Caped Avenger in New York City, the Urban Boogeyman, Spawn the Undead. Nah, never heard of him. Although there was one Cape Marauder, as I recall, sir. Do you remember? Oh, jeez, I almost forgot. This was years ago. We're still in uniform back then. Get some call about a woman being attacked by a crazed superhero. So, we get to the place. Check it out. Naked woman tied to her bed, some dude out cold on the floor wearing a Batman mask, a cape, and goddamn nothing else. So what do? I go to cuff the intruder. And then the broad starts screeching, "Stop it, you'll kill him!" Turns out it was some kind of kinky game. Chick's boyfriend would dress up like an idiot and pounce on her from top of the dresser. Got her real hot. Only this time, the poor bastard knocks his head on the ceiling lamp. Boom! Out like a light. So she's tied up, her boyfriend is in a coma, let's try that one again. So she's tied up, her boyfriend is in a coma for she knows, and she screams bloody blue murder. Man, I've seen some weird crap in my time, but that takes the goddamn cake. Interview 20, Wanda and Terry. Yes, good evening. I don't mean to bother you, I was asking if I could ask you a few questions. What is this about? I understand you've had contact with someone called Spawn. What? Just a moment of your time, please. Now correct me if I'm wrong, but your first husband, his name was Al, right? Al Simmons. Slam! What do you think you're doing upsetting my wife like that? I'm sorry, if I could just ask a few questions, I'd greatly appreciate. You know what, little man? I'd greatly appreciate it if you got the hell off my property before I have to stick my foot up your ass. How's that for a goddamn quote? Interview number 22, Corgi. I'm not making no claims about nothing. I only saw what I saw, and like I told you, that ain't much. It was maybe six months ago, a little after 11 in the p.m. I remember that, because the Met had just got out. So I pick up this fare, and we're heading towards Soho, when BAM! Something comes out of nowhere, out of the sky, like falls smack bang on the hood of my ride. Thought a bomb went off. I mean, look at that. You want proof? There it is. You see, whatever it was did some real damage. You think that would have killed a person? I hit the brakes and this guy or this thing rolls off onto the ground. I stare at him for maybe 1 second, but it felt like forever. I mean, I can't believe what's going on. I'm thinking I'm going to lose my hacker license for squashing a pad, but this guy just stands up. I remember his eyes, green like cat's eyes in the dark, and then he was gone. It happened so fast, I wouldn't believe it if it weren't for the damage he'd done. Meanwhile, I got a couple of fares and back panicking, wondering what's going on. It was a peculiar night. I never saw him again and still have no idea what the hell that thing was. But I tell you one thing, it was real. And whatever it was, they don't write insurance for crap like that. No, sir, they sure don't. Interview 24. Identity unknown. I understand you were inquiring about the existence of some mysterious urban Avenger, the Hellspawn. How fascinating. May I ask you, have you met with much success? Oh no, I'm afraid I couldn't be of any help to you. I have little experience with such sordid matters. Dark alleys, blood oaths, vengeance from beyond the grave. No, not really my cup of tea. I was just curious to know the results of your research. If you had found any concrete evidence regarding this creature's existence. Personal interest. Let's just leave it at that, shall we? Of course, I realize you have a publisher, and I can appreciate that a contract is a contract. After all, we are nothing if we cannot keep our word, wouldn't you agree? But anything you turn up, particularly the Spawn's current whereabouts, well, let's just say I'm in a position to discuss a very generous bargain, should you be so inclined. Oh no, that won't be necessary. Believe me, when the time comes, I will know how to contact you. Good evening, then. I want to begin by getting some coverage of... I don't know, there's something about this place. It's really giving me the creeps, you know? It's very simple. We're gonna spend the night here. You will shoot what I tell you to shoot. Record what I tell you to record. No one said anything to me about spending the night in a hellhole like this. I am paying you an obscene amount of money. You will scrape the excrement from the bottom of my shoe with your teeth if I ask it. Now let's get to work. Okay, and then he says, I want to begin by getting some coverage of. And then he says, I don't know, there's something about this place. It's really giving me the creeps, you know? Don't be silly. This isn't a Bosnian death camp. It's a New York City alley. That's kind of our point there, Chief. Yeah, Jesus, it's a rat! That's it, I'm out of here. I ain't getting rabies just for some golden time. Ditto. Get back here, we have a contract. Take it up with the union! 12:05 a.m. Left to my own devices, I make a reconnaissance of the general area. It's much larger than I expected and still largely deserted. Admittedly, I am not an expert, but from what I can tell, the fire that swept through here was highly irregular. Some areas are scorched so deep the bricks have melted, yet flammable surface nearby remain untouched. It is almost as if the fire had a specified objective. As a personal observation, it seems inconceivable that anyone would intentionally choose this place as a home. It is fetid and musky and reeks of ancient garbage. It's going to be a long, dark night ahead. 3:15 a.m. The last of the coffee is gone. The caffeine is making me jittery. Funny, alone in the dark with one's thoughts like this, it can be very disconcerting. Every sound, every shift of the countless overlapping shadows, and my muscles leap with adrenaline. I still don't know what I'm expecting to find, but I will remain until sunrise. Come out, wherever you are. Thump, thump. What the hell was that? Thump, thump. There's an odd thumping noise, probably just a loose board flapping in the wind. I follow the noise to the heart of the alley maze. It is clear that this is where the conflagration began. Thump, thump. I find the remnants of some rudimentary structure, an altar perhaps. There's a great deal of charred debris and some small bits of God. These look like bones. Thump, 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 thump. Where is... I have tracked the noise to an old boarded-up window. Thump, 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 thump. I can't see any... Scree, 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 crack! Ah! Son of a bitch! Ah! No, please, for the love of God, what are you? Oh, oh Jesus. Ah! I want to die. Please, I gotta know. I don't care about the book or about the money or any of that. I just want to know for me. There's something going on. I've seen it, but I don't understand it. Something happened in those alleys, goddammit, and I just have to know what it is. I can't sleep till I know. Please, I'm begging you, just tell me the truth, that's all I want. Tell me the truth about Spawn. The truth? Very well, I'll tell you. But I don't think you'll like it. Funny thing about life, the truth is almost never what you hoped it would be. The truth is this, there is no Spawn. There never was. Just some old fools telling stories around the bonfire, trying to pass the time. You're chasing a shadow, Mr. Crone. Nothing more. That's the real truth. Let it go, friend. There are no answers for you here. The hell with it. This city was built on ghosts. Maybe some of them deserve to rest in peace. Next. At the Crossroads. Issue 88, October 99, Seasons of Change. My name is Mary, and I'm in deep, dark trouble. Seth locked me in my room so I could think about what I did. He says if Mommy and me want to live under his roof, we have to respect his rules. I can't expect to grow up right if I don't learn respect. This is for my own good. It's the only way I'll learn. If I don't straighten up, I'll be nothing but a dirty, no-good slut, no better than a dog. That's what he told Mama. Tonight I will get my punishment. Seth said when the fights are over, he's going to teach me a lesson. Until then, I am to wait here and keep my smart mouth shut. I'm sorry I was so bad. need to take a leak. The fight started a little bit ago. I can hear Seth saying bad words to the TV. It's his TV, and he paid good money for it, and no one has a right to touch it but him. Footsteps. Hey, little missy. I hope you're thinking long and hard about what you did. Your mama's working the late shift tonight, so she won't be around to help you none. I ain't gonna have no spoilt little crybabies in my house. You start showing a little gratitude, or you and your old lady are out on your ass. You got it? Excuse me, you got that? I hold tight to my Molly and wish Mama was here. But if she was here, she'd probably get a whipping too. I don't want Mommy to get hurt for something I did. Yes, sir. I have to take my medicine like a big girl. I'm supposed to sit here all alone and think about my actions. Only thing is, I don't think I'm alone anymore. Ever have the feeling that you're walking into your own funeral or that you're about to sit down to a meal where you're the main course? That's pretty much how I feel right now. Ah, good evening, sir. Your party is waiting. Thank you. Here we are, sir. The Elk Room at the Plaza, one of the finest restaurants in the hemisphere. At this moment, I'd rather be anywhere else in the world. Straight off, the angelic twit tries to make friends. Typical. Count Cogliostro, I presume. It's a pleasure to meet you. I am Ambassador Epiphany. That's her name. Ambassador Epiphany. I have been sent to represent the Seraphic Assembly. Please have a seat. Listen, my dear girl, it's bad enough that we have to be here. Let's not make it worse by pretending to like each other. As you wish. So, whom do you think he'll be sending? I hope it's not one of those awful Fleabiac brothers. No, not for this. My guess is he'll send one of the thirsting barons, or perhaps the Lord of Whispers. But whoever he's sending, he's late. After a few minutes of awkward, mind-numbing silence, a rumble begins to pass through the crowd. At first, I thought it was a movie star arriving, or perhaps one of those idiot billionaires one always sees in the newspapers. I can't believe my eyes. This is much worse than I ever imagined. I don't think the poor girl was prepared for this either. By the blessed chalice, it can't be! I'm afraid it is. She and I were both wrong. He didn't send anyone to speak for him. Instead, he showed up himself. Cogliostro, Epiphany, good evening. I apologize for my tardiness. I was held up in contract negotiations. Couldn't be helped. Well then, shall we get down to it? Think long and hard about what you did, Mary. This is for your own good, Mary. I didn't mean it. Honest. It was an accident. But that's no excuse for my sorry attitude. If I can't respect other people's things, then maybe I don't deserve to live in a nice place like this. I was just so happy. Mommy fixed the arm on my Molly, good as new. But I didn't look where I was going. Why didn't I look? I swear I barely touched the antenna. God damn it! I'm sorry. You little bitch! What the hell did you just do? You know I was watching that. You did that on purpose. No, I didn't mean it. Ow! I don't ask for much in this goddamn world. After busting my hump all day, all I want is to sit in front of the tube in peace. Is that too much to ask? But no, you gotta go and ruin that too, you spoiled little piece of trash! Seth, stop it. It was an accident. An accident in my ass. That's no excuse for a sorry attitude. I'm sick and tired of getting no respect in my own house. What did I tell you about that TV? What did I tell you? Never to touch it. That's goddamn right. It's my TV. I paid for it, not you. I want you to think long and hard about what you did, and I want to hear a peep out of you until I figure out what your punishment is going to be. Is that clear? Yes, sir. That was 3 days ago. I wanted to cry, but I was afraid Seth would hear me. I tried to sleep, but I was too scared for that, too. I guess maybe Seth doesn't like kids. I think he had kids before, and he had to send them away. That's before Mommy and me moved in. I saw an old picture on Seth's dresser once, but Mommy told me never, ever to bring them up again. I always wondered what happened to them, like where they went and stuff, and if where they was better, excuse me, and if where they are was better than here, on the second night, I think I found them. They were hiding in my closet the whole time. Funny, I'd never seen them there before. They couldn't talk and they were shaking real bad. When I turned on the light, they were gone. Maybe I was just dreaming, but I don't think so. The next night, someone new came to visit me. He's still out there, the man in the red cape. I quit. That was all he said. Then he proceeded to destroy every earthly trace of his presence, and I haven't seen him since. That was almost 3 months ago. I'm afraid I have nothing else to tell you. He quit? What does that mean? He can't quit. This isn't a parlor game, isn't it? Please don't be flippant, Cogliostro. I'm sure even you can understand how serious this is. This has never happened before. It changes everything. The real question is, where is he? And I told you, I don't know. He vanished in that blaze. There were no remains. Perhaps he's dead. Don't be an imbecile. It doesn't become you. I don't care what happened, and I don't care how it happened. For the first time in my very long existence, someone has surprised me. It is not an emotion I am particularly enjoying. He's still out there. He's been spotted in London, New Orleans, and even Prague. But we can't track him. We can't follow him. He shows up, does what he wants, and then disappears, and that is not acceptable. I want him back. His soul belongs to me. The fate of his soul has yet to be established, and you know it. What do you expect me to do about it? I agreed to meet with you. I told you what I know. If the two of you can't keep track of one rogue hellspawn... I'm sorry to keep you waiting. Would you care to start off with a cocktail? I know I would. Excuse me for being so bold, but may I ask your name, dear? Karen, with a C and a Y. It's a lovely name for a lovely girl. I'm sure I'm not the first to tell you you should be a model or a movie star, perhaps. I can see you having quite a future in Hollywood. Fame, fortune, romance. It's something you've always dreamed of, isn't it? If you're interested, I've been known to pull a few strings now and again. I'm sure we could come to an arrangement. Well, that's very sweet of you to say, sir. Excuse me, miss, but if you know what's good for you, you'll just take our orders, smile politely, and ignore every word this gentleman utters. I hope that's clear. Yes, ma'am.
Tick-tock. You're running out of time, kiddo. Show's almost over. And then you and me are going to have a little lesson in manners. Haven't quite made up my mind what I'm going to do with you yet. Any thoughts on that particular subject? Huh? Hey, are you whimpering in there? Are you? Save your breath, sunshine. It won't do you no good. This time you're going to face the consequences of your actions. Don't think you can talk your way out of this one like you do with your mama. This time I got you all to myself. Ain't no one coming to your rescue. Stupid bitch.
Mama says she's sorry about the way Seth can be.
What the hell?
But deep down, she says he's a good man and he loves us.
Hey, kid, was that you? Creak? You better not be out of your room. You're in enough trouble as it is. I swear to God, if you're disobeying me...
That's why he's so hard on me. He only wants what's best for me. I've got to learn that the world doesn't revolve around me. I'll never make anything of myself if I don't shape up. He's only trying to teach me a lesson.
Huh? Jesus! Who the goddamn hell are you?
Oh no, there's something out there. I can hear it, like chains rattling. The man in the red cape, it has to be. He's come for me, because I've been so bad. Seth told me sometimes the boogeyman comes in the night and takes naughty little girls away and chops them up for being disrespectful. He said he was coming for me, but I didn't believe him. I didn't want to be chopped up. I'm so scared. Why didn't I just look where I was going? I want my mommy. I want Seth. Anybody. I want my Molly. Where is she? Where's my Molly?
Delightful. How was yours? Yo, excuse me. You should see your faces. You look like a dog ran away with your foot. Well, excuse me. We'll try this one again. You should see your faces. You look like a dog ran away with your football and now you can't play anymore. You've been drinking too much, Cogliostro. a common human weakness, I'd have thought you above it. But you know I'm right. Spawn was the centerpiece of your little Armageddon. Without him, you're rather up a tree, aren't you? To be honest, I wasn't sure he had it in him. But I say good for him. Bravo! Bravo, Spawn. It's about time someone taught you arrogant tossers a lesson. Shook you up a bit. Do not make light of the situation. We are talking about an enormously delicate balance of power. We are talking about the will of God. Well, perhaps the will of God isn't quite what it used to be. Enough. I have lost my patience with you. You are nothing but a pathetic speck on the scales of creation. Now, you had better start coming up with some real answers, or by the hosts of darkness, I swear I shall vent my wrath on you. Don't threaten me, friend. You know I am off limits. A deal's a deal, even with you. Is that a fact? And here I was under the impression that we were no longer playing by the rules. I wash my hands of you, Cogliostro. You are on your own now, and I fear you will find no harbor to give you shelter. I want the Hellspawn. I want what is rightfully mine. If you cannot deliver him within a fortnight, I promise you the charges of hell will hound you to the ends of creation. Do I make myself clear? Good night. Well, that all went rather badly, didn't it? Did you enjoy your meal, sir? It was passable. Listen, what you were saying earlier about my future, I'm going to do you the favor of being perfectly honest with you, Karen. 2 weeks after your 26th birthday, you will go to the doctor believing you are pregnant. Instead, you will be shocked to learn you have ovarian cancer. At first, the doctors will be helpful, but the cancer will metastasize rapidly, spreading throughout your young body. Your boyfriend will abandon you once things get bad. Within 7 months, you will die alone, never having married or birthed a child or having done anything remotely meaningful with your life. That, my dear, is your future. Have a pleasant evening. Look, I don't know what it is you want, but whatever it is, just take it and get out of here, okay? I ain't seen your face, buddy, so I can't identify you or nothing. Just don't hurt me, please. You want my wallet? It's right there on that table. I ain't got much, but you can take it, okay? We cool? Whatever you want, and then we'll just forget about all this. What are you doing? Huh? Get back. What the hell you want from me? Help, help, someone please help me. Call the cops, help. Oh, jeez. No, I wasn't gonna hurt her. I swear, just trying to teach her some respect, you know? I mean, you know kids today, you gotta be firm, right? I swear I was just gonna scare her. You know, teach her a lesson. You believe me, don't you? You ever see anything like that before? Nope, can't say I have. I was so scared, Mommy. Shh, I know, honey. It's gonna be okay. All right, ladies, what do we got here? Thought it was a domestic call at first. Neighbors heard screaming. Little girl was locked in her room the whole time. Mother just got home from work a few minutes ago. No signs of forced entry. Listen, between you and me, I don't have a freaking clue what happened. But I do know there's some hinky going on. Excuse me, but I do know there's something hinky going on. Well, Twitch, let's say we take a little stroll around the showroom. Oh my, I wonder who could have done that. Got any theories? Give me a moment. Let me take it all in. Wow. Justice. Well, my best guess is that this fine, upstanding citizen here had a little too much to drink. He trips on the doll, hurtles forward, and impales himself on the television aerial. My thoughts exactly. Fine police work, detective. Thank you, detective. Excuse me, young lady. Does this by any chance belong to you? Molly! What's gonna happen to us, detective? I think we've got a good idea what really happened, ma'am. Nothing you need to worry about. Do you have some place you can stay tonight? We're labeling this an accident. Wait till the meat wagon comes for the body, and then you can leave. Serious? Poor bastard ends up as a human kebab and you're thinking mishap? With all due respect, sir... Officer, please, we've been around... we've been around. We've seen this kind of thing before. It's actually not at all uncommon. Yeah, happens all the time. Happened to my cousin once. You gentlemen have a good night now.
I didn't tell my mommy about the man in the cape, or about the kids in my closet, or about losing my Molly. I think it's okay not to tell her. Mommy says things are going to be different now, better. I believe her. Maybe God does work in mysterious ways. But he's not the only one. The end.
I like that one.
All right. November 99. Issue 89. The Devil You Know. Our last one for the night. Cornwall, Connecticut. As the last fading beams of sunlight filter through the bright sprays of autumn leaves, Judge Mason Everett Sterling III, man, pulls into the driveway of his 7-bedroom red brick Gothic Revival home. As he ambles up the marble steps of the entry, today's case is still on Judge Sterling's mind. A remorseless band of teenage reprobates blaming their actions on the vague failings of society. Judge Sterling would hear nothing of it. He's never had much tolerance for that sort of nonsense. It is action, not attitude, that defines a man's character. Simply put, a man is what he does. He sifts through the day's mail. Dinner invitations, requests for charitable donations, the usual. He loosens his tie and inhales deeply. It's been a long week for Judge Sterling. He has earned a little recreation. Hello, anybody here? Serafina? The maid and the gardeners have already left. Judge Sterling is alone. He can relax now. He has always found something very inviting, reassuring about the study. The wood paneling was hand-carved 100 years ago from inch-thick mahogany. Light streams through leaded glass windows, throwing small, leaping rainbow patterns on the walls. This is my sanctum, he thinks to himself, the temple of the civilized man. He pours himself a drink, 3 fingers of a rather expensive single malt scotch and 2 perfectly formed ice cubes. Unlocking a cabinet, he rifles through a collection of videotapes. Judge Sterling believes you can learn a lot about a person by his taste in films. His late wife, Barbara, loved old romances and screwball comedies. Stanley Donen, Frank Capra, that sort of thing. His father, a great stern man who spoke in a deep baritone, was particularly fond of westerns. Judge Sterling's own tastes, however, are rather more selective. The booze paints his throat, smoky yet soothing. His weekday life of courthouse pressures and lying criminals fades into memory. This tape is a new one. He's been waiting all week to view it. Judge Sterling is a collector with very specialized tastes. His favorite subject matter is very difficult to come by. Still, through a tight network of fellow connoisseurs, he has been able to amass a sizable library. This one's quite good, he thinks to himself. The girls can't be older than 11. The boy even younger. The sound is rather poor, but the picture is reasonably sharp. He sinks into the rich, warm leather of the couch. Just watch and wait. Wait for the good part. Click! What was that? Who are you? How did you get in here? Mason Sterling, it is time for you to be judged. Get out of my house! Do you know who I am? You're on my property. That means I can do anything I want with you. I can shoot your balls off and stuff them in your mouth and still call it self-defense. His voice is all bravado, but Judge Sterling's old bones are shaking. Blam, blam, blam! Ah, I got him! It's been a long time since he's fired a gun. He can't believe his luck. What the hell is this? What are you? No, the question is, what are you? You are a foul, twisted little man who preys vicariously on the suffering of others. I never touched anyone, I swear. All I did was watch. You paid people to procure those tapes for you. How did you think they were going to get them? You have subsidized the pain and debasement of others, all for your own sick amusement. And now, it ends. Please, just let me go and I'll never do it again, I swear. I can pay you anything you want, just let me go. There are things your money can't buy you, Sterling. You know what has to happen, don't you? No, please, I'm begging you. All right.
With a shaky hand, Judge Mason Everett Sterling III takes a $500 Mont Blanc fountain pen and writes out a confession on a sheet of cream-colored stationery. In it, he enumerates his sins, lists the names and whereabouts of his co-conspirators, and begs forgiveness from whoever might be kind enough to give it. When he is finished, a cold steel barrel of his handgun is placed flush against his right temple. Blam! And a single round is fired, echoing into the night. Again, justice served. New York City, nighttime in Manhattan. A shadow play of asphalt and neon, flesh and fantasy. The city is alive at night, like some great mythic beast. Breathing, stalking, tensing its muscles, feeding its appetites. Towering skyscrapers bear silent witness as countless fragile little souls mingle and separate, fall together and fall apart. They experience delight and loneliness and hope and terror, and believe that no one else in the world can understand what they feel. Above it all, the Hellspawn watches, listening to the shadows. Everything is different now. The darkness moves around him, embraces him, but it also moves through him. Is an extension of him, and he of it. At any given time, half the world is in shadow. Wherever shadows fall is his domain. There's something out there tonight, hiding, waiting for him. Somewhere in the night, a viper is nesting. He scans the horizon. Where? Where is it? There. Cogliostro's library, secreted in the sub-basement of the New York Museum of Antiquities. The repository of all earthly knowledge regarding the curse that until recently afflicted Spawn. His cloak ripples with awareness. Doors open. Alarms fall silent at his whim. The shadows call him. And the sun turned black as sackcloth, and the oceans churned with blood. And throughout all the nations of men, there was great wailing and gnashing of teeth. Oh, I think I quite like that. Who are you? I don't think there's any need for introductions, do you? Midtown. Where to, miss? Here's an address. First time in New York? No, not at all, but it has been a while. Things have changed quite a bit since I was here last. That's a fact. So, business or pleasure? Your trip, I mean. To be honest, I haven't quite worked that out yet. Both, I suppose, if I manage it right. Gonna hit all the tourist traps? You should have seen what they've done with Times Square. You'd think this millennium thing only happened every 1,000 years. Actually, I plan to keep a pretty low profile for the time being. In fact, I'm sure you're already forgetting my face.
Where is Cog?
Cogliostro, if he has any sense at all, is digging himself a very deep hole in the most remote quarter of Antarctica. Not that it will help him any. But he is not a concern of yours. You and I, on the other hand, have quite a bit to discuss.
There's nothing to talk about.
Oh, but there is. Now, I don't think you understand exactly what you have done or how deeply the ramifications of your actions run. You have caused a great deal of discomfort to a great number of people. You are a child playing with matches who is dangerously close to burning the house down. But let's leave that aside for a moment. It is clear that we have underestimated you. You were far more clever than we gave you credit for. But you did make a deal, and it is one to which you will be held, do you understand?
Simmons made a deal. Simmons is dead.
Oh, please. You don't think you're the first to try that little loophole, do you? I'm afraid it doesn't work that way. Still, situations being what they are, I am not at all opposed to the idea of renegotiation.
You have nothing to offer me.
Of course I do. I can grant you your heart's desire. What was her name?
Wanda?
Very well. She shall be yours. What else?
Tricks. Lies.
Oh, that's right. You had a rather bad experience with my associate. I never quite understood why he does that. I suppose he thinks it's funny. But I believe in dealing plainly. If Wanda is what you want, why not just give her to you? Excuse me. If Wanda is what you want, why not just give her to you? It's a lot simpler in the long run. Fact of the matter, dear boy, is that you are important to us, to me. I want you to be happy. Please tell me what I can do for you.
You can go back to hell and rot.
That was rather rude. Why would you say something like that? Are you trying to make me angry? I don't think that's what you really want to do. You have no concept of what I am, no concept of what power I wield. I am older than man. I am older than this pathetic dirt clod we are standing on. I am older than time! There is nothing in your tiny experience that could possibly lend you the proper perspective as to what you are dealing with. You are quite out of your league, boy. You made a deal and we expect you to honor it. I'm not afraid of Malbolgia, and I'm not afraid of you. Then you are a fool! Malbolgia is a flea buzzing around my ear, but he is my flea, and whatever is his ultimately belongs to me. You belong to me. I can be very unpleasant if the mood strikes. I can heap such miseries upon you that no words in your petty little language could begin to describe them. Or I can be very generous. I can make you Lord of the Eighth Circle. I'll serve you Malbolgia's heart on a plate, if that's what you want. I can make a god out of you. You can go off and create whatever world you like in your own image. Populate them all with billions of Wandas. I don't care. But when the time comes, you must do what I ask. I can grant you your every wish, or I can hurt you in ways you've never imagined. But I will never, ever let you slip from my grasp. Is that clear? Are you smirking under that mask? Do you think this is funny? Look around you. This is the history of your kind. 10,000 generations of Hellspawn, all bound forever in the chains of hell. Each one sure they could somehow escape their fate, and everyone was wrong. Do you really think you're that special? There is but one thing in this universe that you can undo me. Excuse me. There is but one thing in this universe that can undo me, and you are not it. You bear our mark. You are our property. You belong to me. Now, are you going to be a good little soldier or not?
Not. Look at me. I don't belong to you. I don't belong to anyone. I don't give a damn about your little war. I don't give a damn about this history. History begins now, with me. Do you know what this is? Oh, I see you do. The lance of an angelic huntress. Charged with the light of heaven itself.
But how can...
How can I touch it without being destroyed? Because your rules no longer apply to me, and neither do theirs. You don't know what I've become. You don't know what I've learned. I've seen the truth, and I know your dirty little secret. The one heaven and hell I've been keeping from man since the dawn of time. We don't need you. You need us. Isn't that right?
Get away from me!
Excuse me.
Get that away from me!
Don't wet yourself. I won't hand heaven such an easy victory. But I want to remember. Excuse me. But I want you to remember that I could have. And as a reminder, from now until the end of time, you shall wear my mark. And all creation will know that you failed to break me!
Ah! How dare you! How dare you! If we were in my realm, I would rend your soul to atoms for this affront!
but we're not in your realm. We are in mine. Look at me. I want you to remember the man who did that to you. Remember this day and know that you are not welcome here. This world and its shadows belong to me now. From now on, men shall answer to their own conscience. And when they will not, they shall answer to me. Do we understand each other? Good. Later.
Tsk, tsk. Look at this. What a mess you boys left behind. Well, it's about time things got interesting around here. Next. Three uses of the knife. That was incredible. Probably one of the best comics I have ever read. We're going to leave it on that note, guys. And we will see you back here with more Spawn in April. So, let's see. Do we have... No, we don't. We don't have a bonus comic this month, guys. So, we'll see you back with Chaos Comics. I think we've got an Evil Ernie event. And you guys don't want to miss that. Alright, I'm out. See you next time.